We have one item of old business.
Evening.
Change of zone number 1644, the application of Brian McKinley to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR, General Residential District, to GR RPC, General Residential District, Residential Plan Community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, for land lying northeast of Airport Road, being Road 48, 2,800 feet northwest of Fire Tower Road, being Road 479, and to be located on 140.21 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed this application, public hearing on May 28th of 2009, rendered their decision on June 11th of 2009. Council held public hearing on June 16th of 2009. Before you is approximately 5 pages of the report I submitted to you on June 16th, stating the commission recommendation for approval, giving reasons, findings, and conditions of approval. On June 16th, the council did ask staff to review the record of the public hearing and to give consideration to extra bufferings, the location of central sewer, the location of townhouses and single-family lots, and limitations on access to Danny Drive, which is an adjacent subdivision street. So the last page and last 2 pages are some suggested possible conditions and considerations to change zone 1644 for the applicant, Brian McKinley. What I did was take the commission's recommendation, which council did discuss, and incorporated underlining of additional words where we added additional words. There's a couple of brackets where we deleted some words and then corrected those. And there's also a couple of short sentence and parentheses for the purpose of just stating references. And at the very end, there's a couple of additional conditions that were based on discussion of council. Originally, we had A through R, and now we propose A through U. I worked some of these conditions up. Mr. Griffin reviewed them, and then I turned around and corrected some based on his review. So these are composite of both of our thoughts based on those original conditions. Would you like me to read them all, which I probably should since it's part of the record?
Please.
These are the suggested. The others were already read into the record on the 16th. Recommendations is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of units shall not exceed 473 units consisting of townhouses, multifamily units, and single-family units, the same as the original. B, all entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. Same. C, this RPC shall be served by Central Sewer, subject to the approval of DENREC and the County Engineering Department. The sewage treatment facility shall not be located within the geographic boundaries of this project. That underlying portion was the addition. Purpose was that there was a possible access to a Tidewater artesian water project at another site, or treatment by the existing mobile home park site owned by the same developer on the adjoining parcel. So that's a possibility there, rather than put it on this site. D, this RPC shall be served by Central Water. E, same as original. E, stormwater management erosion sediment control facility shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices, same as the original.
Mr. Lank, I'm looking at the computer here. The central sewer, I'm reading, I don't have anything about it not being on that property. Am I looking at the wrong thing here?
It wasn't proposed to be on this property.
Yeah, okay. I must be looking at old version. Yeah,
that may be the commission version.
Okay.
You just said it will be provided, basically.
All right.
The original version stated.
Down some more. Okay.
The RPC shall be served by Central Sewer.
Yes, that's all it says.
Right. I read the amended version.
RPC shall be served by central sewer. And in the back, okay, I got you.
What I just read about stormwater management is the same.
Okay.
F, system of street lighting shall be installed. That was the original statement by the commission. And we've added providing for downward illumination, preventing the lights from shining onto the property of adjoining owners. That was in addition. G, excuse me, the developer is directed to form a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open space, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Same. H, no wetland shall be included within any individual lots. It's also the same. I, as proposed by the applicant, a 25-foot wide buffer shall be established around the wetlands. The lot line shall be adjusted as necessary so that the buffer is outside of, delete the, and add any, excuse me, lot lines. And there was an explanation there. This only affects a small number of lots within the project was added. We also added further buffers shall be established between any structures constructed within the project and all existing structures located on adjoining properties to establish a minimum buffer or setback between such structures of at least 100 feet. And that was all added. That came from some of the neighbors that voiced objections to the closeness of proposed units to their properties. J, a 20-foot wide vegetated buffer shall be established along all areas of the development adjacent to lands used for agricultural purposes. This shall be shown on the final site plan. K, the applicant has proposed to maintain as many existing trees as possible. These areas shall also be shown on the final site plan. L, as proposed by the applicant, the construction of the RPC shall be phased over a 10-year period with no more than 75 residential building permits to be issued within any calendar year. M, recreational facilities and community buildings shall be constructed and open to use by residents prior to the issuance of the 100th building permit. And a school bus stop shall be provided in coordination with the local school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. P, the master site plan and phasing site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Q, the master site plan shall include a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. R, the master site plan and each phase of the development shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the following three were added based on the conversation at council level. Danny Drive shall not be utilized for traffic from the project except for emergency access. The street interconnection will be gated or fenced subject to the approval of DelDOT and the Blades Volunteer Fire Company. T, no townhouses, multifamily community condominiums, or multifamily dwelling structures shall be located adjacent to residential lots of other ownership or along the frontage along Airport Road. Single-family dwellings shall be the first visible residential units from Airport Road or the adjacent residential lots. That was questions raised by the opposition. And U, all silt fencing shall be located on the interior of all buffer areas to avoid disturbance of those areas. And that's done before they start the disturbance, thereby those buffer areas don't get disturbed if they're natural, already wooded. And those were the conditions that Mr. Griffin and I came up with based on council discussion on 16.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Lang?
How strict is the developer will attempt, what about the trees that'll be cut down? I don't know where we were on that, but it was kind of a hopeful sentence about the number of trees to be cut down.
Well, the way we wrote it was that the applicant would have to show us those areas on the final site plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So thereby, before they start any work in the field, they would have to designate those areas that would be protected.
But they determine what will be protected. We don't control anything. Whatever they determine, then we just make sure they do it right, basically.
They're going to establish by their site plan where they want to preserve the trees, and the commission has to review it and approve.
Based on how they want to do it, right?
But they can just go in and cut them all down?
Yeah.
If it's a designated area, then they would have to replant. We're having problems with that on some projects, but very few projects. The difficult part is getting the forested buffers put in. At the end of the session, the new regulation takes care of that up front.
None.
Any other questions for Mr. Lang? Okay, we'll go ahead and read the title.
Change of zone 16, the title, Everett's got that, I believe.
Mr. Moore?
Sorry.
Change of zone 1644 on behalf of Brian McKinley, an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR residential district to GRRPC, general residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 140.21 acres, more or less.
Could I get that motion, please? Mr. Wilson, was that a...
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Vincent, I have the motion for Mr. Vincent. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve CZ 1644
with the conditions as stated.
As amended?
As amended.
With the conditions as amended.
Once he just read all of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is there any discussion from council before the vote? If not, we will take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
No, I can't vote for this. I think we did a great job on the conditions, but just the same, this is not a town center. It's not a developing area. It's not an environmentally sensitive developing area. And we know from the state, from PLUS, that they are not going, their opinion is it should not be developed. And that's not just an opinion. That's money that we're not going to get. We're not going to have adequate roads there. We're not going to have adequate public facilities for the people that move in or the folks that live there. And the folks that live there came and testified about the inadequate roads that exist right now. And as far as I'm concerned, the government needs to respond to the people. And I vote no.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission and the fact that after our public hearing, everything I think that the people came and asked about to be done is in this conditions except the roads. And we don't control roads. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. Ditto what Mr. Benson said.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the condition.
I vote yes as well. This is general residential zoned property. By making it an RPC, it actually improves the quality of development. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb.
Thank you.
Can we combine these into one, these first two grant requests? Mrs. Webb, into
one
sum, I guess?
Yes, the Delaware Police Chiefs Council requesting two grants.
Is it the same event?
No.
Oh, it is. No,
I'm
sorry.
It's not the same event. It's different dates. One's the annual staff development seminar. And one is support of a person that they will send to an International Association of Police Chiefs training conference. So both are along the training and conferences line, but they are different. We've funded them in the past.
Well, they have already sent these people.
Yes.
They've already gone and paid for it themselves, I assume.
Yes.
Well, we gave them $500 on the 21st of October for conference expenses. And now, I don't understand. What, they're back and they're different conferences? Or what? This is July. What? I don't understand. And are we covered for conference expenses? I don't think we are at the county.
I'm going to one next week.
Well, is it going to be paid for?
By
the
you.
County's
going to
pay it?
I hope. I don't want to get there and not be able to get back.
It looks like they've already gone, and now they, I just thought they would ask before they went, but they need the money.
Well, they had.
But they did,
you know,
actually. They asked
they could
in
have gone to
March,
a different
and
one
it was.
But I will check that out.
Well, it's right
dismissed
here.
Dismissed and.
Right. That's
it's something
yeah.
that we've
but
given
it could have been a different one.
For a
I
number
don't
of years, the same amount.
And that amount is the $500.
It says here.
Yes.
here's one thing catches my attention on page two. It says, at no cost to us or to the Dollar Chiefs. I kind of think, well, you know, after I encourage them to spend it, we're not going to pay anything. It might not hurt to let them pay 20% or something.
This is not the state police, right? This is the town police.
This is the Dollar Police Chief Association, which
but we're
towns.
Not,
towns, right.
We're
towns.
Not paying. Our employees are not going on conferences and conventions at the taxpayers' expense.
We have had some go.
I thought they were cutting back on that.
Sam just went.
Have reduced
Sam,
it.
Just Sam.
Mm-hmm.
No, we reduced
we have
it,
reduced
but it's
it considerably. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be sure you know what you're talking about if we make those
you
kind of comments.
You talk to George.
If,
George.
Those that require.
If there's no objection, can we defer on this first one?
Yeah.
Okay. The second one?
Second one, Delaware Police Chiefs Council for conference expenses.
No, I thought that was all together.
No, two separate things.
This is in Irvine,
well,
California.
They are going two separate.
They've been there also.
They want
I mean,
to
is this something, Mrs. Webb,
mm-hmm.
is this something by chance that maybe we just missed? I mean, I see you received on March the 11th. I think it was in April, and we're voting on it now in July.
We missed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We've been doing this, Mike, for probably 20 years.
We have been funding them for a long time.
We've been helping assist them for doing this thing for 20 years. So I'd make a motion that we give them $500.
$100 from each account?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
A motion and a second to give the police chiefs $500, $100 from each account for this second request.
Is that for each one of these?
Just for the
second
request.
That's the second. We deferred on the
first. Go back to the first one. Let's just get it moving on.
We currently have deferred the first one.
Can I give $500 out of your account, George?
No, $100.
Is there any further discussion?
Take care of your town.
Ms. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
You want $100 from me?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Cole, did you want to revisit?
I'd like to undefer the first one because
okay.
We've done this for 20 years. These are the town police chiefs, gentlemen. They have all kinds of problems facing them, and they do learn things. I support it, but anyway, I'd like to put it back on the agenda and vote on it. So I'll make a motion that we give $500 to the first request for
It was a staff development day.
Staff development,
request.
Right. That they've locally. Already attended, but we will help them with their budget.
$100 for me.
Since George is so generous, I make a motion. It takes the $500 out of his account and gives it to him.
Well, you have to make that. I've already got a motion on the table. You'll have to wait a minute. Mine's for $100 each, Sam.
We're waiting for a second on George's.
Second.
Thank you, Mike.
Motion and a second. Mr. Wilson, are you serious about amending the motion?
Sure.
Might need some parliamentary help down here.
I'm
waiting for a second to Mr. Wilson's amendment, and I don't hear it. So we're going to vote on the first one unless there is further discussion. Okay, the motion is to give $100 from each account to the police chiefs for this administrative.
You'll like it when they pull you over sometime in Georgetown.
Development Day seminar. Ms. Deaver.
Hey, I'm not going to bribe them, George.
You said no?
No.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
I want him to hear me. Yes.
Put $200 extra. Put another $100 there, George. You get it. You're covered.
I vote no. Motion denied.
Were there three names?
Okay. Yeah, there was.
Oh, Lord.
So that didn't pass. Right?
Wait till you guys go driving through Seaford.
Sussex.
I would give less because we have less now than we had last year. We have half.
Make
what
a motion.
We had
We've done that. We just gave
8%.
Half. 8%. We just gave half. They won 1,000. We got 500.
Before we move to the next one, Ms. Deaver, do you have something to say?
Well, maybe I missed. Mike, what were you saying about they asked for 1,000?
They asked for $2,000 of $1,000, 500 each.
We just cut them back.
And we gave them 500. So we didn't fund one, so they got half the money.
I'll make a motion. We just move on to the next one, please.
Our history was having given them $500 in October.
I'm going to now break up the monotony by asking the folks from Sussex Technical High School Music Department to come forward.
Please, no musical selections. No, just. Good. All right.
You have been extremely patient.
Patient.
Have you learned anything today? That's
Thank
what
you.
I want to know.
Thank you.
I've learned a great deal, and being a school teacher, I must give you your assignments first.
This might not be good.
Now, the one that called and asked if you could attend asked me about what time you would be. About what time you would be on the agenda. I told him 5:30. Did they pass that along to you?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so we are guilty.
Is there going to be
here.
A test?
You only got 3 minutes now. And you got 2 minutes passing out.
$2,000.
That's going to New York. That where you're going.
But it comes out.
Going to New York.
Thank you.
You're invited. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Well,
Jim, you got $29,500 there, right?
My name is Harvey Bullock, Jr. I am the director of bands for Sussex Tech High School. On the agenda, it talked about the band going to New York. We have been afforded two opportunities for this coming school year. The first, the band has been selected to represent the state, the county, Georgetown, everyone in the 90th New York Veterans Day Parade on Veterans Day, November the 11th. The second, and probably even more exciting, is that the band has also been selected to represent Georgetown, the county, the state, in the 2010 BCS Gator Bowl Parade and festivities. My job here is simple. We need everyone's help to make sure that the band represents the county, the state, and everyone well. Our nickname is the Raven Nation, and I named it the band because our school and our band represents the entire county, from Millsboro to Milford to Seaford, all the way to Frankfort and to Lewis. We are a composite of the county. And when we come together, just like ourselves as Americans, we come from different backgrounds, but when we have a common goal, a common bond, we bond together as one nation. Hence, our band, coming from different parts of the county, comes together to provide the excellence in halftime performances, parade performances, football game performances, thus and so. So it is our desire that the council will help the Raven Nation get to and from the Gator Bowl Parade as well as the Veterans Day Parade in New York. There's a saying that it takes a village to raise a child, and we are asking the county to help move the nation, the Raven Nation.
There you go.
It's a simple thing. What we would like is the biggest cost for us. As you can see, you have the breakdown of the cost for each parade, what is included in the cost. Okay, so the first one you have for the Gator Bowl, and you have what's included in that cost. You have the Veterans Day expenses and what's included in that cost. And then you also have a paper. The last paper is the list of fundraisers that the band, the Music Boost Association, will be participating in this year. Right now, we've started fundraising since the end of last school term for this. We just had a fundraiser last week at Bella Capri, and the cheesesteak was good. So what we would like for us, the biggest cost are the buses for the Gator Bowl. As you can see, they are, if you look at the Gator Bowl expenses, yikes, we need 3 buses. Ooh. Our band has started out with a group of 27 people when it was initiated. Now we have close to 120 kids in our program. I don't want to leave anyone behind. Just like we just got through with No Child Left Behind, I don't want to leave any Raven member behind.
Let me ask you a question. Sure. My first, impression of it is you're biting off a lot, and especially in these hard economic times that we're told about. All right, if you don't reach your funding goals, do you pick one of these and not both of them? I mean, is there one that you take preference over the other that you think might be more important to the students?
No, because I'm a man of faith, and I believe that if you set the goal that you will achieve it. That's the way I live. You know, both of these events are important. My wife is a veteran, so I want us to go and support the veterans. By the same token, this is an opportunity that, first of all, will make history for the area and the school. Second of all, I don't know of any other bands around here who are doing these types of events. So when you look at it from that perspective, I know we are in economic times, but I believe differently, you know, and I believe that if we all come together and we all put some in the pot, we can all do both things. We've also sent out corporate letters to businesses asking for donations. We've asked church groups. There have been students who volunteer time for the Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches to go and work at their thrift store and things of that nature. So it's my belief that both of these events can be done.
Do you have a suggestion maybe for us on like, say, a funding level you would like to see the county participate in?
Suggestion was to help with preparing with the buses.
Just the
amount, it's 40,500.
That's just on the one event now. You combine them both, you got about $45,000 or $46,000 worth of buses. Right.
Do you think this is realistic?
Yes, I do.
A $1,200
yes, because,
per person?
Yes, because of the nature of the event and what's going to take place. I can give you a rundown of what's going to take place when we go to Jacksonville. First, we have to get there. That's 20 hours. Okay, when we get there, we're participating in the parade, Gator Bowl Parade. There is a field show competition where the winner of the field show competition performs their show pregame at the Gator Bowl. Mm-hmm. Then we're also participating in a mass band halftime extravaganza on CBS where we'll have 2,000 other bandsmen together at halftime, plus the award ceremony and things of that nature. So when you include hotel, when you include the buses, when you include all of that, that's what the price is. So we're not just going down to have fun.
Well, my account has $30,000 for the whole year. That includes Red Cross, Boy Scouts, Boys and Girls Club, and a whole lot of, a myriad of groups and needy organizations. And so I just want to kind of get things in perspective here.
Yes, and I understand that.
Well, I'll tell you what, now you've given us the presentation. We see the funding in front of us. There's no way we're going to make a decision here tonight on this. We need to consult with our financial people and Dave and the rest of the staff. And why don't we defer on it, and I think we understand what you want.
Thank you so much.
Any objection from council to defer?
No.
Are you talking about doing something next week?
Well, we'll have a conversation about it. We need somebody to tell us. I mean, we have to meet and get together in public, Mike.
Well, I understand
so
that.
Next week, maybe they can report to us on what, and then we can then put it back on the agenda.
I'll second George's motion. Yeah.
Okay. That's the way I'd like to see it done. I don't like bring it all at one time and
I just think we need to give them some kind of an answer. I mean, obviously.
Oh yeah, I agree. No, I like I said, I'd like if the finance people could figure out something. We need to operate in public, right? So we get that information next week, and then we put it back on the agenda.
Given the budget, there's not a whole lot of choices outside of your discretionary funds. So you know what those amounts are because the budget is as lean as it gets.
Uh-huh. I understand that. But, I mean,
are they having enough car washes and fundraising? They are having all their
fundraising.
Yeah. They're doing a whole page full of stuff here.
I see that. Have they been doing all those up till the 22nd of July?
We're going to be doing all of that up until the 28th when we leave.
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion.
We started May 5th of this past school year.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wilson, just a minute. I have a motion and a second on the table to defer. I will open it up briefly for discussion. Mr. Wilson, you have the floor.
I just want to ask how much money has it raised so far?
We have raised
approximately.
We have raised close to
here
about $35,000.
How much?
$35,000.
Mm-hmm. Are there any?
By the way, also I forgot to mention the students are also making payments as far as deposit payments as well as fundraising. So we're all giving.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's we've got a week to think about it. It's a substantial.
It was an excellent presentation, and the information you gave us is very comprehensive. but it is a huge amount of money, one that I'm sure we're not going to be able to meet, but one that we want to at least talk with our finance department to see what we can do. We have a motion on the table to defer 1 week. We'll make a decision next week, hopefully. If there's no further discussion, we'll take that vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much for your patience.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, the first one is conditional use number 1846, Joseph M. and Melissa R. Crispin, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a contracting business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 41,542 square feet, more or less.
Is that me? Looks like third district.
I'll introduce it. Okay.
You got more?
Yeah, anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. Change of zone number 1670, Nantego Properties, LLC, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 19.541 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. Change of zone number 1690, LT Associates, LLC, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 45.77 acres, more or less.
Well, I guess I have to introduce it.
Ms. Deaver introduces it. Anything else, Mr. Moore?
Yes, one more. Conditional use number 1847, Brian D. Butler, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for automotive metal fabrication / welding to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 2.06 acres, more or less.
I'm sorry, where was it?
Northwest 400.
Sam, just to introduce it.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. I don't believe there's any additional business to be brought before the council from the public, as everyone who has signed up has spoken. Does any council member have additional business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to recess to executive session for pending and potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second to recess to executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.